Do you think if your puppy, if you put him up on the chair so that he could be right there next to you?
I'll put him in my lap.
Who is our friend here?
This is Rusty. Rusty is a rescued poodle. He is about 13 years old. I've had him for 4 years. He was a complete surprise to me one Christmas Eve. I had had this wonderful cocker, Eli. Eli led a good life, but we had to have him put to sleep. So for several years afterwards, I would say occasionally, I sure would like to have a dog. And Margaret, my wife, would say, we do not need a dog. And she was right. Well, one Christmas Eve, and we always have all the family Christmas Eve, this particular Christmas we were at one of our daughter's house, Sue, and in came Rusty on a red leash. And I thought, someone's getting a dog for Christmas. Well, it was me. We have bonded. He sleeps with me. He rides in the car with me. He's with me 24 hours a day. The only problem is when Margaret picked him up, he had a diaper on. And she said, I should have known. But he's not completely housebroken.
And you're holding him in your lap now.
Yes.
The room we're in right now, what is this room used for?
Well, this is supposedly my conference room. I think we've talked about my building.
Yes, we
and
have.
How it came.
But I wanted to point out here, over here to the left, we have a bust, and that is the bust of?
Out of my head. I did it.
It's just of nobody.
No.
One that you created. And then I'm looking at the wall behind you. You have all these paintings of chairs.
I did a series of chairs.
So chairs must have been one of your favorite pieces
of furniture. Well, it was for a time period. I think my favorite are landscapes, and there aren't too many here in the room. My landscapes are all horizontal landscapes. My teachers have said, put some vertical trees in them. And I said, no, I want to do horizontal landscapes. All of these are created out of my head. I could not copy a picture if I wanted to.
And that is kind of strange, isn't it?
Yeah. It was interesting. I was in a class for a six-week period. Two of the others in the class I knew quite well. They had been in other art classes with me. And they were both very accomplished. But they would copy pictures. Very accomplished, though. Much better than I could ever be. Well, in this short course that we were taking, we were going to do a painting of just composition. And the teacher said, the circle, the square, and the triangle are the basic elements of trigonometry. So you can use those, either just one of them or all three of them, but do a composition. Well, of course, that's what I studied in architectural school. So I just whipped out a composition. These other two could not do it. Mm-hmm. They were so used to copying and doing a beautiful job of it, but they didn't know composition.
Mm-hmm. If anybody has a talent that's listening to this, it's rare that somebody can use that talent without instruction from a teacher. Is that true? I mean, if you have it, then you ought to go seek out a good instructor.
Oh, yes. There are some instructors that say, all right, this is the way you paint a tree. So that's the way you're taught to paint a tree. I've been fortunate not to have that type of instructor. But they can be very inspiring, taught me a lot about color. I love my art classes.
Right behind you, you did your work on a different material other than canvas.
Oh, those series of small paintings. I was up at our cabin one summer painting, and I ran out of canvases. We're out of Tahlequah, so I began looking for something I could paint on. Well, under the cabin was a stack of marble tiles. I have no idea where they came from. There were no tiles in our cabin. Well, I got those out and started painting on them, and I painted some pumpkins, I painted a fish, painted some pears, painted a landscape, and it was fun.